It's Election Day in America, but why now and why all states at the same time? You're about to find out today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. U.S. general elections are held the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Congress made it that way in 1845. More Americans farmed back then, and they had to travel somewhere to vote. Early November was between the harvest and the worst winter weather. Different states used to have different voting dates. But as news began to travel faster through telegraph technology, the government didn't want results in early voting states to influence the turnout and opinion in later voting states. One election day nationwide solved that problem. So flash forward to the midterm elections of 2014 in the U.S. House of Representatives. All 435 seats are up for election. Republicans need at least 218 of them to stay in control of the House. Analysts expect them to get it. Democrats currently control the Senate, where 36 seats are up for election. Of course, a Democrat will still control the White House, and it's possible that even after votes are counted tonight, we still won't know the final makeup of the Senate.
Political stars came out for the final Election Day push. For Republicans, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie.
When our Republican Party is at its best, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
For Democrats, Hillary Clinton hit three states for female Senate candidates.
Who's going to be there for you? Who cares about you? Who works for you?
Bill Clinton went to Iowa.
I can tell you this. You need to vote for progress, not protest. You need to think about what you want for the next 6 years.
Still, Republican and Democratic sources say the GOP looks increasingly likely to seize the Senate majority. And Iowa, where James Taylor playing made it appear more peace rally than pep rally, is a big reason why. Iowa is so critical to the balance of power that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid told Democratic volunteers in a conference call that if they lose Iowa, it will be very hard for Democrats to keep control of the Senate. Here's why. Republicans need to flip six Senate seats to take control. West Virginia, Montana, and South Dakota, which was briefly in flux, are now all almost sure to be GOP pickups. Democrats are bracing for incumbent defeats in Arkansas and Colorado. Early Colorado voting shows Republicans 8 points ahead of Democratic balance, according to the U.S. Elections Project. Democrats also say losing Alaska is likely, though they have engaged in an unprecedented voter turnout operation and polling is unreliable. Democrats feel better about North Carolina and New Hampshire, but polls show both within the margin of error. And there are wild cards. The Republican incumbent in Kansas could lose to an independent who could caucus with either party. Louisiana and Georgia are so close, they'll likely go into December and January runoffs, respectively.